Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, we worship and adore your name.
for yourself. I worship Him.
No matter what's going on, just a test. Just a test of your faith. So stand strong and dry your weeping eyes. Cause joy comes in the morning and everything is gonna be alright.
Welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. It's your host, no other than Pastor Elect Kashima Douglas. My guest speaker today is Kirtland Tusai. Get ready to hear this word from this phenomenal woman of God. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer. The scripture for this morning is 138 and 3. When I call you, you answer me. You greatly embolden me. Again, Psalms 138 and 3, when I call you, you answer me. You greatly embolden me. Definitely want to give a shout out to all the countries that's listening in. The United States, of course, the United Kingdom, Mexico, Zimbabwe, Russia, Bulgaria, Hong Kong, China, Saudi Arabia, Germany, Jamaica, Kenya, South Africa, Nigeria, Ghana, Canada, and Brazil. Thank you all for listening in. We know that you can openly, free, serve God and praise and worship him. Know that we are here on the other side of the globe, praying for you, interceding for you. You're not in this fight alone. Remember, there's two or three, the Lord is in the midst. No matter where you're at, as long as there's two or three, he is in the midst. Continue to stand on his word and deliver his word just like he tells you to. Father, I ask you to come on the broadcast this morning. Have your way. Less of the woman of God, more of you. Touch who needs to be touched. Heal who needs to be healed. And let them understand that they can do anything through you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. I am super excited and hyped up about this morning. I hope you guys are ready. Get your pen, paper, Bible. Sit back and get ready to hear this word from the Lord. Remember, what happens today, Daniel and the lion's den, it does not mean anything. I'm going to say this again, that you're in the lion's den. If you're in a bad situation, you're going through everything is falling in like a house falling in. Your kids acting up, your husband acting up, your wife acting up, people acting up that you love. Don't worry about. Don't lose your focus on Christ. He's right there with you. He already knew what you're going to go through. That's why he gives you the skills to prepare yourself. Make sure when you wake up, you put that armor on. Your helmet of salvation is the first thing you need to put on. Because even once the enemy attack your mind, he feels that everything else will fall into place. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's untouchable. I say this all the time. Bishops, apostles, pastors, ministers, evangelists, missionaries, deacons, nobody is untouchable. But as long as you stand on the word of God, I'm not saying it's going to be easy all the time. Nope, I'm not going to tell you that feel. But it will get a little easier day by day. God is right there with you all the time. Don't lose focus. Stand on his word. He's right there. He will never leave you nor forsake you. All you got to do is surrender and tell him, here I am, Lord. It's just that simple. I say this, you say this all the time. You don't have to quote all 6 books of the Bible. Just one word, Jesus. That's it. It's just that simple. He bled and died on Calvary for you and I. He does not care what you did last night nor this morning. He still loves you. He's still right there with you through the storm. He's still right there with you. Yeah, it's rough. He gives his hardest trials to his strongest soldiers. You don't think apostles and pastors and bishops don't get weary? Yeah, they go through too. They're catching all the darts that y'all don't catch. When you're a leader, it's not that easy. Everybody want to lead a position but don't want to be in leader status. What I mean by that, your knees, praying and surrender to God. That's first. You can't leave anybody if you're not completely sold out for God. But you're going to leave them to a brick wall? That's like the blind leading the blind. No. He is first, foremost in everything you should do. Go to him when you want to do something. Talk to him when you think about making a move to the left. Talk to him and wait on his answer. We all be so quick to be in a rush and to do things, but have you talked to God and asked him what he truly wants you to do? You have to do that. Remember the FaceTime of a muscle seat? You know how little that is? That's a dot on a piece of paper. As long as you have that faith, my God, you can move mountains. Don't forget the number is 563-999-3628. We're going to go to a commercial musical break, and we'll be back.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind. Oh, your body and hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
can mend a broken
heart. He can mend your broken heart.
He
has a miracle to fix your need.
Won't you trust
him? Won't you trust him?
Oh, then you will receive. About your situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch you, heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your need, go tell the Lord what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
mended my broken.
He has mended my broken heart.
Give me a miracle.
Give me a miracle.
Just to fit
my need.
Can I get a witness in here? Let me lift your hands and say.
Amen, amen, amen. Broken but healed. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or to need prayer. Today's guest is the phenomenal woman of God, Carolyn Toussaint. I know I'm saying her name wrong, Toussaint, but I have her to correct me when she comes on. Charge it to my brain, not my heart. Remember, it is Women's Day Thursday. Get your pens and paper together. The phenomenal woman of God is about to come on and give a word from the Lord. Remember, God does not care about what you did last night, nor this morning. He still loves you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He's always right there with you. Stop focusing on what everybody else is doing and focusing on what you do. Focus on how you give in the word. Focus on how you're doing what God tells you to do. No, it's not an easy task, but it's well worth it. Remember, having the faith the size of a mustard seed can move mountains. Can you imagine that? That's a dot. I said that a few minutes ago on a piece of paper. That's it. Find somebody that's going to be right there to encourage and support you, even if you have to do it alone, because a prophet walk is a lonely walk. You don't always have somebody right there with you. But know that God is always right there. He would never leave you nor forsake you. Keep pushing through. Know that God loves you. We are here. We definitely believe in iron sharpens iron. You're not in this fight by yourself. But understand, you're going through it for a reason. Don't forget. He loves you. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with the woman of God.
Hi. Forgive our forefathers for what they did.
Forgive our forefathers.
Breaking the commandments.
Yeah.
Breaking the law.
Father, I'm sorry for ever leaving your side. Forgive our forefathers for what they did. Say we broke all of your commandments. We played the harlot. We did it so wrong, so wrong. We committed adultery. And for doing it, say we fell as a nation. Say we broke your law while you were long suffering and being patient. Father, I'm sorry. Never meant to hurt you, hurt you. We never meant it.
We never meant it.
But Father, I don't blame you for kicking us out of our land. It's sending us through tribulation. We really deserved it.
Captivity in Babylon.
Father, we apologize. We apologize. We just want to come back home, and make it right this time.
Worship another religion.
Yeah.
Follow another religion.
Yeah. Bring us back home. Bring us back home.
We'll never do it again.
Amen, amen. Okay, I hope you guys are ready. I hope you have your pen and paper ready, because I definitely have mine. The phenomenal woman of God is on the line. Miss Curtin Lake Toussaint, woman of God, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Thank you so much for coming on and getting ready to give this word. The floor is yours. Let the Lord use you.
Amen, amen. Thank you for having me this morning. Thank you. I'm all the way from Miami, Florida. And I want to talk today about, before we get in, I want to open up in prayer so we can let the Holy Spirit come in and flow through us, and we come against every distraction, every hindrance, anything that is not of Jesus Christ. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray that you come in, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Lord. It's all about you, not about me, Lord. If you're not being glorified, I don't want nothing to do with it. Holy Spirit, have your way in this prayer line. We come against anything that is not of you, Holy Spirit. Flow. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And today I want to talk about the importance of confronting and dealing with our emotional wounds and letting go of unforgiveness and release the past pain and let God have his way in our lives. I know we all have been through some type of pain, hurt, and some type of trauma in our lives. You know, and the thing about, the reason why I want to touch on this topic today, because the past pains can cause us to push people away that God has placed in our lives. And it's very important that we heal in order to receive the blessings and the people and a new opportunity that God has waiting for us, you know, because it's very important, because sometimes the reason why this is a very topic, a very important message today, because the Holy Spirit led this in my heart this morning, because I think we've all suffered from unforgiveness and letting the horrible things go and trauma experience and hold on to unforgiveness that can lead into bitterness, anger, resentment, and also it can also make us operate in our emotions, you know, because we can continually replay the horrible and the bad memories in our mind, okay? And the reason why this is a very important topic to me, because I've experienced this. I battle with unforgiveness. I used to battle with bitterness, unforgiveness, and anger. Anger was something that I always had, that people would trigger it, and I never knew why I got so upset like that and exploded, because I had all those pain, those traumas still in my heart that the enemy used to make me try to remind me constantly where I've been so it can hinder me from stepping to out of the old and into the new. I'm going to start off with my story because I'm a storyteller, and I want the listeners to know where I came from and why I have suffered from those things, okay? First of all, I started off as a premature baby that my mom was trying to have an abortion with me in her stomach. She had numerous attempts of trying to have an abortion with me, but those attempts failed. But in result of those attempts, I was born a premature baby between the months of 5 to 6 months in and out of the hospital the first year of my life. I wasn't gonna make it. But God had a plan for me. And after I got out of the hospital, that didn't stop there. So I suffered from rejection from since in the womb. When I was growing up in the home, because my mom, she wasn't married to my dad. You know, she had an affair with her husband, which was my stepfather, my other sibling's father. So I was a skipped child in the middle of his kids. And I just was in the middle, and he made it obvious that I wasn't his child. So at home, I experienced verbal abuse, emotional abuse, physically abused, where I was beaten constantly with extension cords, and I still have the marks in the womb and the scars on my body as today as a woman. I went through all that as a child, and that didn't stop there. Because I hated being home, it pushed me onto the streets as a teenager. So in the streets, I was in and out of the juvenile detention center from the ages of 13 and 18, always in the detention center. And when I wasn't in there, I was out in the streets hanging out with the gangsters, you know, getting on drugs, you know, seeing things that a young woman wasn't supposed to see at that age. So I was on survival mode in the street because I hated being home. And during those times I was in the streets, I went through so much shootouts. I seen so much different things in my eyes, people deaf. I was introduced to drugs, you know? And during those days, I was raised up in Miami, because I'm Haitian American, in an area that called Little Haiti. And during those times, the city and the area I was in the newspaper like every other week. It was like a murder happening. Something was happening. And me, being a young girl, I was exposed to all those negative things in the streets or whatnot. And growing up in Little Haiti will make my story more interesting. I was not raised up in a Christian household. You know how sometimes, like, people, you know, you'll have your comfort knowing God, you'll go to church, worship, not me. Since I'm Haitian American, I was raised up I was raised up in a Catholic voodoo household. My mother did not bring us to church. We wasn't going to church on Sundays. That's not somewhere we experienced. So I didn't have that in my life as a child growing up. I watched my stepfather and my dad do witchcraft in front of me. I didn't know it was witchcraft at that time because you don't know something till you think something that's normal. You know, I thought that was something normal growing up in my household. I didn't think that was something bad until after when I got older and realized who Jesus Christ was, And like I mentioned, those things that I suffered from gave me anger issues. I was always fighting. I didn't know why I was fighting so much because, you know, since I was talked down on when I was growing up at home, like, oh, you're never going to be anything. Look at your mouth. Like, I was often criticized. I didn't even know what a normal household was. I thought that was something normal. I didn't know I was abused when I was growing up because I thought that was something normal because they were still feeding me, clothing me, but they was also verbally abusing me, mentally abusing me, doing all these type of things. And it kind of like threw up an anger inside of me. I was always mad. I was always kicked out of school. And resulting to being kicked out of school, the only grade I finished when I was growing up that I completed was the eighth grade. I didn't even go to high school because I was so in and out of the juvenile detention and now just doing everything that I thought was right. Because, you know, I was a young girl. I didn't have no role models in my life. I didn't have God. I didn't even know who God was, you know, at that time. I didn't know who God was. And the reason why I want to touch on unforgiveness and bitterness, because that is something I suffered from, you know, and as an adult, that didn't even stop there, y'all. Remember I mentioned teenagers, I was in and out of the juvenile detention center, hanging out with the thugs, hanging out with the bad people. So in my 20s, guys, it didn't stop there. I started stripping. I started dancing in the club. I was an exotic dancer. I was being familiar to, like, getting introduced to fast living, fast money, and the shootouts, and the fighting got even worse, fighting. Because, you know, imagine being in a strip club. I don't know if anybody on the line that's familiar with that. When you go into the strip club, it's more drugs. It's more alcohol. I needed to take the alcohol to suppress my pain. I needed to drink alcohol so I could be somebody else. That was the only way I was able to work in a club because I felt like I had to be somebody else. I had to get drunk. So I was getting drunk every single night. My stomach, I was having hangovers every other night. And during those times, yes, leaving the club late night, I had a few accidents. Thank you, God. I was pulled over, but for some reason, God had his hands on me. I wasn't able to get any DUIs or whatnot. I remember I experienced waking up in the morning sometime with the sun waking me up. I used to pull over, like, you know what, I'm so drunk, I can't go home now. I can't make it home. And it was so, you know how when you drink it, I don't know if everybody on the phone, you know, people that drink sometimes, you don't know what you're doing. It's like something else. You're drunk. You're intoxicated or whatever. So I used to be so drowsy, I have to pull over. And by me pulling over, I'll wake up with the sun in my face waking me up or whatnot. And how do we get over those pain and trauma? And what changed my life was we're going to fast forward because I'm going to my 20s. How did I change my life was I just was just sick of all the drunkenness, sick of broken relationships because I even was in broken relationships. Living in a fast lane, I'm going to attract the type of people I was around. I wasn't around no positive environment or whatnot. So I was, you know, had broken relationship. I was dating other guys that was in a fast lane, other guys that was drinkers. I attracted what I was because I was broken at that time. So the fast forward right here, I just couldn't take it no more. It was just one day I was like, you know what, God, I just can't take it anymore. I can't take this fast life. I can't take this drinking. Like, I just need your help, God. Come to me, Lord. I just can't do this anymore without you. And I just surrendered myself to God, and I just walked up inside a church. And I was like, this is the only thing that can help me because I tried everything. I tried dating fast living. Guys, I try to go on shopping. I try to fill everything I did to try to fill the void, but it wasn't able to be filled. So by me going to church, something just hit me. The thing that hit me was the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit hit me, boom. And after the Holy Spirit hit me, I started changing. And how I got over those pain, unforgiveness, and anger, I started feeling those negative words that they told me when I was home. You're never going to be anything. Look how you look. Look how you dress. I was constantly put down. I had to take those negative words and fill them in with the word of God, the Bible. The Bible. I started getting verses that meditated on anger. I started getting Bible verses that meditated on unforgiveness, because unforgiveness was something that was so deeply rooted in my heart. Like, it's something I still sometimes battle with, because sometimes the enemy wants us to remind us where we came from. He doesn't want us to stick on the promises of God. And that's why I'm talking about it today, because sometimes I still, and I have to meditate on Bible verses. And how do we do that? I took those negative words that my stepfather spoke over my life. I took those negative words that you're never going to be anything, that look at you, look how you look. I took them and filled them in with the word of God, with the word of God. I repented. I used to pray for forgiveness for me, not only for me, for the people that the enemy used to hurt me. Sometimes it gets confusing to us that we'd be like, you know what, my mom, you were supposed to love me and nurture me. But instead of loving me and nurturing me, you let my stepfather manipulated you to treat me different. She didn't treat my other brothers and sisters like that. It was only me. But you know what, I let go of that, and I forgave my mother, and I forgave my stepfather, because I had to. If I didn't forgive them, I would have walked around with bitterness and anger in my life. And I repented, and I forgave those. Every day when I wake up, when I think about those horrible things that they did to me as a child, I didn't get no hugs. I didn't get no love you. I got the opposite of that. And what I did was I replaced those things, because sometimes, you know, the Bible tells us that we're not fighting against flesh and blood. And yes, the enemy, he has to use the body. Yes, sometimes that can be our loved one. That can be leaders in the church, people that were supposed to love us and nurture us, and that can teach us. Sometimes he uses those people because he's not bold enough to come down here himself. He has to use the body. So guess what? Sometimes he do use them. Sometimes he do get in their body and tell us the opposite of what God's telling us, because God told us, we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and we can do all things through Christ. And that's what I did. Sometimes when I got anger and I knew I had that problem, I meditated. One of my favorite Bible verses that I always used to recite before I would just snap, because I used to be snapping on people. Like, sometimes I could think that you're going to say something, because I was so used to being put down all my life. Sometimes before you could even attack me, I'm already ready for you, because that's what I was used to. But you know what? I just tell myself, Lord, let me be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. I used to keep my tongue because I had a bad temper. And what I always used to do, too, I used to meditate on the Bible verses of forgetting the past. You know, like we're going to go to Philippians 3. Brother, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind, and I reach forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark of the price of the high calling of Christ Jesus, to let me know that, listen, that was the past. God have a plan for me. And guess what? He does have a plan for me, because guess what? That same girl that they said wasn't going to be nothing, God is using now. He's using now. But before he was able to use me, I had to remind myself that the enemy planted those people to do those things to me. He wanted me to think the opposite of what God had for me. God had a plan for me, because in the Bible it said, in our mother's womb, he chose us. He knows. All of us have a calling and a purpose of our life. So, yes, when I was in church, I said to myself, and I said to God, I said, God, why am I still here? Why? Then I didn't die from all those shootouts. Yes, I had a young man that tried to shoot me in my head when I was 15 years old. That's how bad I was. I picked up a stick, and I started hitting the guy. It was a big gang fight that we had in the streets of Little Haiti, me and my friends, and we jumped this guy. But I was so angered I had all this bitterness and this thing inside of me. I picked up a stick and I started hitting him. The young man went to his car and got a gun. And you know who he came to? He came to me. He came straight to my head to try to shoot me. But for some reason, that gun did not go off in front of my head. I did not get shot. And I looked up and I was like, what is that? I was 15 years old. I think I was between the age of 15. I had to be 14 or 15. I don't know exactly how old I was at that time. God had his hands on me. That gun was not able to go off in my head. It was other incidents, too, in the street while we was getting, while we was at house parties, that the enemy was trying to take me out. He was trying to take me out of my mama's stomach. And then to fast forward, I'm going to go back to when I sat down at church. I said, God, why am I still here, God? Why do you still have me here? Why didn't I die? I had other teenage friends and young kids dying in car accidents. I was dealt with them. You know how much funerals I went to as a young girl? I can't even count how much funerals I went to as a little girl. I was traumatized of death. I was traumatized of death, but I asked God, why did not die those times that the enemy tried to kill me? You know what he told me? And what he said more than one people to tell me? I'm going to use you. I'm going to use you to glorify me. I'm going to use those stories, those experiences that you went through. Because the Bible said we overcome him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Now he's using me, the one that they said wasn't going to be nothing, to speak and to share my testimony so I get others free to let them know you're not the only one that's been through that. I've been through it too. If I overcame him, and you can also defeat him. You can also, by me sharing my testimony, when I was afraid to share my testimony, when I was walking in fear. But the day that I opened up my mouth and started speaking, God started putting me on different platforms. I didn't think I was worthy enough to be used by God. But you know what? It's also different stories in the Bible. What about David, y'all? Remember David? Remember David? He was supposed to be anointed a king. They sent Samuel to his house. They had David hitting in the back. Jesse made all his kids go in front of him. Samuel said, no. Do you have any more? He was like, yeah, the one in the back. Everybody was looking like, David? But guess what? As soon as David came out, the oil fell right on his head. It's usually the one they rejected, the one that wouldn't think that God would use. I would have never thought in a million years God would have used my behind. They used to call me crazy. All the time they used to call me crazy. Like that crazy girl, oh my gosh, she always did something when she was growing up. Now when they see that God is using me, that he is being glorified, and also Joseph in the Bible. And it's what I always said in my mind. I said, the devil, he meant this for evil, but God is using my story for good. Because other people need to hear my story. We should know the truth. The truth shall set us free. That Jesus Christ, the Savior, saved me. He saved me. He saved me. And during that process, when he told me he was going to use me, I was like, no, not me. Not me. My mind was attacking. I was battling with fear as well. I was like, not me. And I started meditating on the Bible verses of fear. I said, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. Perfect love casts out all fear. I had a lot of things that I had to get set free and delivered from. A lot of different things that the enemy planted in my mind as a young girl. Because he knew if I would have found out who I was really am and who God has called me to be, that I would have been a threat to the kingdom of darkness. And that's why now, why he's using me, and he told me he was going to use me. I wrote my book, my first book, From the Streets to the Pulpit, Walking in Purpose. Watch a lot of deep details of every step and everything that I've experienced in my life and how I overcame the enemy and how now the Holy Spirit has filled me and filled me in. So now I'm no longer scared to speak. I'm sharing my testimony so the world can know that if he did it for me, he can do it for you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen. What a word. And I'm going to share a brief testimony of mine because I don't share it often until the Lord tells me to. I started gangbanging in middle school, sixth grade. So I understand. I had my first child at 15 on purpose. So I understand. So much dope. So I understand. pimped women. I was a madam, so I understand. I have a second-degree felon on my back, so I understand. And I said the same thing. Lord, what am I don't want to do it. I don't talk to them people. Who going to listen to me? I have tattoos. Who going to listen to me? But he said, why not you? So your testimony is needed this morning. It was definitely needed. Don't ever think you're not supposed to share that testimony because it's so powerful that people need to know that he forgave you and I. He can forgive. He will forgive them. I say this all the time. He does not care about what you did last night nor this morning. All he wants is a yes from you. And that was so powerful, and I thank you for coming on and sharing that because it needs to be heard.
Thank you. Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Apostle, have a word for you. Hold on.
Good morning. How are you, woman of God?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. While you were preaching, I heard the name Deborah. Deborah, the prophetess Deborah. That is what you have been called. You are a great and mighty woman of God. Excuse my voice, but in this season of shift, God is doing something miraculous in your life. He has transformed you. Your testimony will shift and change and going to deliver many women because of the power that you have attached to your life. The enemy tried to kill you while you were younger. I heard your testimony, but God is telling me to tell you now that even in the midst of this right now, know that God is not just able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. Because what he is shifting you into is transforming your... It's
a transforming you. It is making the enemy desire right now is to try to cause you to think that you were less than back in the day. But God said, because you have accepted your call, you have accepted the walk, you have accepted this transformation. He said, I'm going to use you as the salve for these women that are in this world that needs to hear that you could come from off the streets. You could come out of all of this darkness. You could come out of all of these places of prostitution and out of these strip clubs and all these things. Because watch here, God put that anointing on your life to pull these people, these women out. You right are in a place of transition and shift in your life to where you're causing the enemy to be so fearful. That's the reason why the attack on your life sometimes seems so great. That's the reason why he tries to make you stumble with fear and stumble with being not worthy and all these different things. So often he'll bring those things to your mind. But the Lord had me to stop by this morning to give you this word of encouragement, let you know that in the midst of this storm, in the midst of this rain, God says, I'm raising you up from among them. He said, I'm putting you in a place right now to where when you speak, your voice will, it will echo across the whole world because of what you're doing right now. God says you're going to be able to stand in the midst of women. And in the midst of these women are going to come and fall on the altar and cry out, what must I do to be saved? Because of your testimony, because of what you went through. God said that thing that you went through was not for nothing. He said, all I want you to do is to continue doing what you've been doing. He said, keep on trusting me. He said, keep on worshiping me. Keep on praising me. Keep on making me be the forefront. He said, make sure that you let them know, if it had not been for the Lord that was on my side, where would I be? God says, this is your season, woman of God. He said, you have not seen nothing yet. I hear this in my ear. He said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what he's getting ready to do for you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. I receive it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you so much.
It is in this season. It is in this season of shift that God told me to let you know this. This is what I hear. He said, I'm going to give you beauty for your ashes.
Amen.
I'm giving you beauty for your ashes. He said the garment is praise for the spirit of heaviness.
Amen.
He said
those
things that you have come to me. He said those things that you have been bringing to me in your prayer hour in the times where you couldn't tell nobody about it. You're not really a sharer anyway. Am I talking to the right person? You don't share a lot with a whole lot of people. But God said, because you've been bringing it to me and you laid it at my feet, he said, the answer for those prayers are coming.
Amen.
He said, in not many days is what I hear. In not many days, those things that you have been calling and asking him for. He said, calling on my name and putting your trust in me. He said, I got you. I got you, daughter. This is what I hear him call you, daughter. He said, I am pleased with my daughter. He said, I'm going to answer her prayers. Everything that you have been taking to him, even those things that were on your heart where you say, Lord, I don't understand why I had to go through this. God says, I'm just to give you answers in this season.
Amen.
That midnight hour prayer, that midnight hour cry that you be having in the middle of the night, he said, I heard you. I heard you. I heard you in that time, in that season of a midnight hour when you cried out to me. He said, I hear you.
Amen.
And not only do I hear you, but I'm going to fix it for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said, don't fear. Because sometimes it don't seem like he's going to come. He said, but the vision is yet for appointed time. I don't know what it is about your vision. You got a vision. But there's a vision that you have placed before God. God said that he said that the vision is for appointed time. He said, wait for it. Don't it tarry. He said, wait for it. It shall speak. It shall speak. God says, don't worry about it. I know that you just finished the book, but I see you doing conferences. I don't know what this is about these young women conference, but I see you doing some young women conferences. Is that something that you've been asking God to let you be able to walk into, or have you started doing these things yet?
I have a conference that's coming up. I have a lot of because I'm sharing my testimony. I have like three platform that I'm going to be on today, speaking at women's conferences 3 next month. And I also have my own conference that I'm doing in December where Real Talk Kim is What's Your Niche, What's Your Purpose? Because of God showing my purpose, I want to help people find out their purpose, not only for people that's in ministry, it's going to be for business, career, and ministry, because everyone is not called into the, and then some people is called into their career, some people called into the business world. So I'm having that in December of this year, and Real Talk is going to be my keynote speaker. So thank you. That is confirmation that I am doing my first conference at the end of this year, and I do have other conferences that I'm in that they have me sharing my testimony and sharing different things to encourage other women.
Amen. Amen. See, Amen. There's some shifts that God is getting ready to do for you in these conferences. They thinking they're coming for one thing, but the God is going to fall in the room.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
I attract a lot of non-believers, so that's why I'm doing it with different people, careers, and business. They think they're coming for that, and the shift going, and that's the goal. Amen. That's the goal. They think they're coming for a regular time, and the Holy Spirit going to show up, and it's going to be a shift in there. That's the goal.
And wherever you go, make sure you make a makeshift altar somewhere. Because this is where they're going to fall at. They're going to fall on that altar, and they're going to begin to call out on the name of the Lord. And we need to get you some intercessors. And I don't know if you got some, but you need to get you some intercessors. And it's some real intercessors to help them, because some of them going to get delivered, and some of them going to get their transformation right there on that altar. So I'm just telling you what I see. I'm telling you what I see. It's going to be so powerful. When they leave there, they're going to say, I ain't never been to nothing. Like, I feel the Holy Ghost all over me. I'm telling you, there's going to be a shift. There's going to be a demand for you. In this season right now, there is a demand. There's going to be a demand for you. I hear your name being called in conference rooms. They're saying, I need her here.
I need her here. We need her here. Our business is not going like we need to. We need to try everything else. We need to try something different. Let's call this woman of God and get her here.
Amen. Amen. I receive it in Jesus' mighty name.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you. Listen, we're going to pray with you.
Thank you, please.
We're going to pray with you. Father God, we thank you for this mighty weapon of warfare that's been established among us today. God, through many testing, through many, many fires, she has come. Through many toils and snares, she has come. Through many pitfalls, she has come. Father, so we thank you, Lord God, for the testimony and the test. God, we thank you for her word, her testimony. Father, you said in your word that we have overcome them by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. God, we thank you right now that her testimony was tried by fire and has been approved by you. So, Father, we thank you right now. God, as she walk into this brand new shift, into this brand new transition, in this brand new light, God, that you have called her into be. Father, we pray today, God, that not only will you continue to speak louder, but Lord, you will give her clarity. You will give her wisdom. God, you will give her understanding. God, you will give her more knowledge. God, that even in this fight that she fights, God, Lord God, thank you, Father God, for all things being made well in her life. God, we thank you for strength, wisdom, and power. God, as she go through this, God, she'll understand and know, Lord, that all things are working together for her good. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, oh God. God, we thank you for her strength being restored back to her. God, for the word that she shared with these your people, that they'll be transformed and transconfigurated right in the midst of all that she speaks, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. I pledge and agree. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I pledge and agree in Jesus' mighty name.
I want to share something with you. When she gets through with her everything, stay on the line, woman. God, I want to share something. The Lord shared something that we're not going to share on the air.
Amen. Okay. Amen. Let the people know how they can get in contact with you. Where are your
my name is Kerlan Toussaint, KERND. My last name is TOUSSAINT. You can follow me on Instagram with the same name, Kerlan Toussaint. You can also follow me on Facebook, Clubhouse, and I also have my website that keeps you updated with every event that I'm doing and everything that's going on throughout the year. And you can also find my book on my website, and you can also find on Amazon. It's From the Streets to the Pulpit, Walking in Purpose, Kerlan Toussaint. Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure being here to share my testimony, and thank you for the word that I received. Y'all be blessed, and keep your faith in the midst of this pandemic. Keep your eyes on the word of God, and keep your eyes on a prize and a high crown of Jesus Christ. Forget the former thing, because God is doing a new thing in this season. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hold on, woman of God. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
I need you. Everybody look at somebody and tell them, I need you.
I need you.
You need me.
You need me.
We're all apart.
We're all a part of God's body.
Stand with me.
Stand with me.
Look at somebody, tell them, agree with me.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a word on this morning from Miss Caroline to Saints. What a word. What a powerful, powerful testimony. If you didn't hear it, go back and listen. God can use anyone. Do not think you're not worthy enough to spread this word. Stop listening and focusing on what people call you. Listen and focus on what God called you to be. He already knew what you was going to be before, when you got in your mother's womb. He already wrote your life saying out. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. The overcoming scriptures, Romans 10 and 9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10 and 9 states, if you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God rose him from the dead, you will be saved. All he wants is one-on-one time with you. Just you and him. He says this all the time, and I have to say this. He does not care if you don't speak in tongues, or if you don't know all 66 books of the Bible. But all he wants is you to completely surrender and submit to him. And trust and believe me, he will take care of your rest. You're not in this by yourself. Also, if you need blessed oil, remember to inbox us at Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook, or email us at worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. You can also text us at 832-519-7646 if you need some blessed oil. It is free. It's not for sale. No soap on the rope. No miracle water. It's blessed oil. If you're in the Houston area, we will bring it to you, or we can mail it to you. Either way is fine. Remember, I'm going to give you these three keys. Get your Bible, whether it's King James or NIV. Find your church home. Whether you go out personally, please sanitize your hands. Stay masked up. You're definitely welcome to join us at Abba House on Facebook Sundays at 10:30. And three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is not only preaching the word, but that they are living the word. This is very critical when you surrender your life to Christ. No, it's not going to be easy, but it's going to be well worth it. And go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
After you.